Recall last week we had a chance to talk to McCook High School grad Landon Kamak about his ventures in Lincoln, what he's doing his first couple of years, and just some fabulous work. He was around for the Bash of the Breaks event with the car show and the cruise night, and boy, he's got a bright future. This guy sent across the way from me also has one more year in what he's doing in Lincoln, going to school for an education degree, going to become a teacher, but kind of is going to be hopefully future summer gig is stuff you're seeing him do at Husker football, basketball games. He got a chance to work at the College World Series. I want to welcome Lucas Gomez-Wilson to the microphone. Last time we did this, senior year, high school football senior interviews last time I think you were here.
Oh, yeah. I remember those times. It's always a joy to come in and just let the people know what's going on in McCook, and I just love being back here and, you know, letting you know what's going on, too.
He walked in the building here on a Sunday, and I looked at him, my gosh, you look like you just graduated like a month ago. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to stay healthy down there.
Sure.
I guess.
You bet. You got one more year at UNL. You're going to get your degree. As you want to be a teacher, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the reason I want to be a teacher is just so many great teachers from McCook that have impacted my lives. I want to do the same for them. Like specifically, you know, Coach Ben Vitrovsky, he's kind of the one that's pushed me into the Husker Vision work. Like without him pouring into me, you know, it'd probably be tough to get to this position that I'm in. I wouldn't really know the talents that I have without him, you know, revealing that to me. So I just want to be that kind of guy for my future students. So
kind of got your feet wet kind of doing that here when he taught that here at McCook High, right?
Oh, yeah. So it actually started with Coach Bill Ramsey. He was,
right.
Yeah, he kind of got me into the commentating work. That's what I was originally wanting to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a big commentator someday or sports analyst. But then he also put me into some video editing work and just really laid the groundwork for me. And then that's when Coach Vitro came in and, you know, just really showed me what I had the capabilities of doing. So
that's why you're still getting your degree in education there at UNL, but your work away from classes with Husker Vision, that's really taken off, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm minoring in broadcasting. So, you know, you don't really need a major in that type of field. It's just like what you have on your resume. And I think Husker Vision and, you know, ESPN, of course, will all take me pretty far. And just the experiences that I've had there, it's just been so fun. I've learned a ton from, you know, people at ESPN, people at Husker Vision. It's just a great opportunity for me so far.
What's been the most exciting event you've had a chance to cover? I mean, the list has got to be a long one, isn't it?
Oh, it is very, very long. I think ESPN was one of my favorites I've done, of course. You know, you can't really turn down an ESPN job when they reach out to you like that, especially doing the College World Series. Just two straight weeks of work. Really fun. But I think, honestly, my favorite has been Huskers men's basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm right under the hoop recording. I feel like I'm in the action. You know, I was a basketball player, so I kind of know what's going on down there. And just seeing, you know, all the talk from the players, I just feel so immersed in it. And, you know, seeing us take down big teams like Purdue or big games like Iowa, those were just a blast. The fans there are crazy. There's no atmosphere like Huskers basketball, honestly. Even I almost would say it tops football at times.
That last couple of years have been really, really, of course, this last year was really exciting for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster with the team, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm not on the team, but it almost feels like that when I'm with them most days and recording things like that and just being a part of every home game. It's just, it's pretty surreal to see them just take off.
Any other Husker events you've done throughout the year besides basketball?
Yeah, so my main thing is Huskers football, Huskers basketball, and then baseball, softball. We can kind of sign up because it's a long season, so you can just take whatever you can. Mm-hmm. And that's where you really explore different things because usually I'm a camera op up there, but I can do like replay and graphics and stuff like that. But I also sub for other sports when people need it. It's a great system. You can always find people to help out. So I've done like volleyball, wrestling, stuff like that. But one of the more fun events I've also done was Huskers volleyball playoffs. That was also another kind of thing for ESPN because ESPN Plus put that onto us. Mm-hmm. So that was a cool thing to do. We did the broadcasting for the early playoffs for volleyball, and that was fun.
What was your feeling when you got the call that you're going to work at College World Series for 2 weeks?
Oh my gosh. So what happened for this was actually I was working Lincoln Regionals, you know, not just Husker stuff. I was doing stuff for a few other teams. I went down there. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss was down there. And I was working really hard that week, and it was like 12-hour days. Nothing I'm really used to at Husker Vision, honestly. We kind of get in and out when we're there. But these were long days where I was just working hard, really, and the people that were there were kind of seeing the stuff that I was putting in. And I actually worked with someone who was already on ESPN, and he reached out to me, and he was like, hey, they've got an opening down here. We were kind of interested in what you've got going on, so how do you think about that? And I was like, ESPN, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I can't pass that up. So I went right down, just put my head down and did whatever they needed me to do.
So what? Tell us a little bit what you do for the tournament.
Yeah, so I was a utility position for the studio set that they had. And basically the first 3 days, we kind of set up this big studio over in left field. That was the big main, you know, selling point. Yeah. Because usually, years past, they just set up this little table off and had the field in the background. But we really went all in on this studio set this year. And then we also had a set in the right field, a smaller set for pregame stuff, and then stuff in the broadcast booth that we had to set up for other guys. So the first 3 days were really a grind. And then from there, it was kind of, you know, we're setting up in the morning, tearing down at night, but just watch baseball and be ready if we need you. So it was cool because I could kind of go wherever I wanted. I could watch from the dugout, could watch from the broadcast booth, and they really just let me know when they need me. So,
was it a paid situation?
Oh, yeah. They paid pretty well. Okay. I can't lie. And it was an entry-level position. Yeah. So, you know, definitely, like, working my way up. But I was pretty shocked to see what they're paying a guy like me who just came in. They don't even know. And, you know, I was telling about my future plans. They were kind of talking about, you know, the route that I could be taking. And it only goes up from there, of course. Cameramen, of course, they make pretty good money for events like that.
That's why, do you have a little bit of a dilemma, kind of, when you think about it? Because you could have a career as a camera guy 12 months a year, but you want to be a teacher as well. So have you really sat down and thought about, I still want to be a teacher?
Oh, of course. It's really been what the teachers have given to me. I want to be able to give that back to this community. This community has given a lot to me as well. So I think the main thing is definitely teaching. And, you know, it's been tough going to events like this and seeing what possibilities I could have. But I could still do that stuff in the summer. I could still do that stuff over the weekends, you know. It's kind of a lot of freelance stuff that those guys do. You know, they don't just have this stuff for a whole year. They'll just pick up events as they come. So I think I could do that as well, along with teaching. And then we'll just see where that also can take me. Yeah.
I take it as your senior season coming up, when it comes to teaching, you're going to be in a school someplace doing your you have to a senior year, I think you go to a school and get your kind of feet on the wet a little bit doing that too, don't you?
Yep. So they haven't given me a lot of in-school work, okay, which I'm kind of surprised, but this will be the year that it kind of takes off, where I'm observing teachers, and then next spring is when I really take into student teaching and stuff like that, so I'm excited to see how that is.
I take it being in Lincoln, you're going to have to do it in the eastern part of the state, won't you?
Yeah, likely. I was kind of looking at Waverly because, you know, it's a Class B school, but it's also a different place. So I can kind of feel what it's like at a Class B school, but also somewhere that's not McCook. You know, I've had my fair share here, so I know what it's like down here. But definitely try to see what can match up like McCook, you know.
So for your senior year coming up, when it comes to the filming and things like that, same schedule, same sports, nothing's changing, or are things going to change a little bit for your senior year coming up?
Yeah, senior year will actually change a little bit. I was kind of excited to see the big names like Harper Murray, Laney Choboy, them going in their senior year. And I also wanted to experience Husker football as a fan. So I requested to go to volleyball, and they're going to honor that, of course. They like me a lot down there. So I'll be doing volleyball in the fall. Nothing else without that is changing, with like basketball and stuff like that, but volleyball for this fall for sure.
So basketball, you're still on for the winter months?
Oh yeah, I couldn't pass up basketball. That is definitely my favorite time in Husker Vision for sure.
So football, you like, I want to be a fan and go watch the games.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And anybody that needs a sub, I'm going to hop right on that, right? Because I do enjoy football a lot. I enjoy the camera work there. It's a lot different than the other sports because they take a lot of pride in the football stuff. So we really got to pour into that, and I'll be there for whatever they need.
If we haven't talked about enough with Lucas for what he's doing in college, he does have a pretty big event coming up on August the 8th, which you're getting married. Holy smokes. You were just in high school a couple of years ago. You're getting married kind of a young age.
Oh, yeah. It's high school sweetheart, Addison Knoll. She is just, I couldn't be here without her, truly. She is the best thing in my life right now, and I'm so excited to see where our relationship can just take off even more when we get married. We've been together for 6 years about, since my sophomore year, and, you know, I told my parents when I was not even a junior yet that, you know, I'm going to marry this woman. And she said, or my parents told me, you know, we've got some stuff to get through, but I just knew from day one, she's going to be the one. And she's really proven that for over the past few years.
You're saying all the right things, Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying all the right things. That's for sure. I was giving Lucas a little static when we came in about the wedding plans, something like that. And I said, you are just saying yes, dear. That's a great selection, dear. Say yes to everything, to wedding plans, right?
Yes. And it's okay because she knows what she's doing. So I can just let her take over, you know.
You let her and the moms just whatever you like. It's good with me, huh?
And I'm so thankful for what she's done.
I gotta ask you this, Lucas. We know the guy, we know her brother kind of works here, by the name of Sam Knoll. Are you prepared to be Sam Knoll's brother-in-law?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure about this?
I thought it was always interesting, you know, because I wanted to be a sports analyst or a sports commentator, and just seeing him do that stuff after football games, I'd always go back and listen to, you know, what you had to say about some of my big plays, what Sam had to say. It was cool just to see that we kind of have the same interests and stuff, but yeah, I think I'm ready to take on Sam.
You know, really, you said you're a commentator. You wanted to be a commentator back in the day, you know, if you come back here to McCook, I'm sure we could find a place if you wanted to help out somewhere around here, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to dabble back into that stuff for sure.
You bet. But that's coming up on August 8th, and I take a little honeymoon plan before you go back to school. Is that right?
So we're actually moving the honeymoon back a little bit, probably towards November. We're going to go to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. So I'm excited for that, yeah.
Yeah. So after right at the wedding, you get ready to go back to school, get the class, and get ready for that senior year, right?
Yep. I'm excited to see what I have to take on this year.
All right. Well, you're talking a little bit earlier before we start taping about Jacob, your brother. You lived with him for a couple of years down in Lincoln, and he's got his own career going, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of sad because, you know, I'm super excited to move in with my future wife, of course, but this is going to be the first few years that I've really haven't been with Jacob like that. You know, twin brothers, we've got a special bond created with each other. But yeah, he's been doing roofing and stuff like that, and he really wants to take that back here, try to start a business, something like that. But he's learning a ton from the guys that he's been working with recently.
Of course, we had some great talks back in the high school days. You miss those days of football and track? And do you do flag football or something? Do you ever have time to do that down in Lincoln?
Oh, yeah. I definitely miss those days. I have dreams. I'm always thinking about football, basketball, track. Those were the glory days for sure. But I'm glad to see what's been going on in my life now. I do a little softball intramural, some basketball, stuff like that. Haven't really had a chance to get a football team going. Don't know too many people to get that going with, but I'd love to, yeah.
But everything, what you've planned, what you thought your college was going to be all about, has kind of come true, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That and more. Husker Vision has really made an impact on my life in college. I don't think, you know, UNL is great, but Husker Vision is really what carries for me down there, yeah.
I got to ask you this. Is there an event in your summer gig, what you would like to do when you're out of school and you're still you're teaching stuff like that, but is there a big event you'd like? You say, I'd like to work that one, be a cameraman for what event? Is there one stands out?
Yeah, so at the College World Series, you know, I was asking these guys what they're doing, and it just seemed like the Super Bowl was another thing for them. And I just think it'd be so great to be able to get a gig to go back to the Super Bowl year after year and, you know, get paid to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Some people pay some big money to go to that place. And just to see that people are going to work that, that's definitely the goal for sure.
Yeah, you never know. You've already dabbled with ESPN, the Foxes and the NBCs and CBS, ABCs. Well, ABC and ESPN are related, of course, but you never know. One of these days down the road, you might get that phone call, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, of course, I'm a big Denver Broncos fan, so anything that I could get in with them, that's also a big thing on the career path for sure.
Big market like Denver, if that phone rings and they come a calling, you'll be out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you for talking to us. Love what you're doing, and keep up the good work. And happy wedding days coming up August 8th. That's right around the corner.
Of course. Thanks, and thanks for having me come in.